I'm Kevin Kugler with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. Today, we review the use of instant replay in college football. National Coordinator of Football Officials Rogers Redding tells us that the introduction of replay more than 10 years ago was focused on creating an even competitive playing field and protecting player safety.
The idea was to look at really important plays in the game that were game impacting. Part of the rule has always been, does the play represent a competitive impact on the game? Turnover scoring plays obviously are the two that immediately come to mind. And the main we stayed away from having the replay booth really look at fouls. In other words, we don't evaluate was it or was it not pass interference, was it or was it not, you know, roughing the kicker, was it or was it not kick catch interference.
More on the evolution of instant replay coming up on This Week in the NCAA.
I'm a college athlete, but you don't know where I was born. If I was raised in the city or suburbs, you don't know the color of my skin, whether I'm big or small, who I love, or if I'm rich, poor, or somewhere in the middle. But the good news is, it doesn't matter. Because as a college athlete, the only thing that does matter is that I have the skill and the drive to succeed in school and sports.
Visit ncaa.org/opportunity to learn more.
The use of instant replay in college football continues to evolve today. It began receiving a lot of attention several years ago related to the enforcement of targeting calls. That is, a player making forcible contact to a defenseless player or forcible contact with the crown of the helmet. Rogers Redding says that evolution led to another replay milestone last year.
Last year, at 16, for the first time, instant replay could actually create a foul. In other words, sometimes you have a play on the field that the officials don't see. Blindside blocks that following the play are the typical ones here. And so replay can now create a targeting foul by interrupting the game from the booth. And that happened last year, I guess, over nationwide maybe a couple dozen times.
No doubt further technology innovation and new initiatives such as centralized conference replay centers will continue to fine-tune the use of instant replay. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Kevin Kugler on Westwood One.